Welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy. We're back.
All right, we're back.
Okay, yeah.
I've never been here before.
See, I'm back. Did you guys miss me? I took a break after the grocery gauntlet because I did a marathon recording session. I had lots of people in my house, lots of people at the grocery store. I went to Uptown Grocery about 20 times, and I got gummy bears each time. So hot tip on that. Go get the gummy bears there. So I took a little break, and it was nice. It was nice. I did some work stuff, some actual work stuff, and I just chilled out and didn't invite anyone over. But we are back, and I'm excited. We're going to have some changes to the show, but they're all good changes, and I'm excited to share them with you. So I'm going to introduce my guest here. I want to say, like, your name is Campfirewood.
But it might as well be some days.
This is the esteemed Mike Ross.
You're too kind, Mallory.
And too kind. Mike and I know each other from our past.
Yes. Mallory's about a generation behind me.
Probably.
Is that enough? Proud Yellow Jackets.
Right. Proud Choctaw graduate. Which, by the way, my reunion is, my 10-year high school reunion is in a couple weeks. And I'm kind of freaking out about, what do you wear to that? Or, like, how do you act at that?
You know, I think maybe, like, I'm thinking, like, mascot costume.
I don't know.
Or,
like
just show up just straight.
Do I
cosplaying as Iron Man or something?
Do I bring my Miss Choctaw third runner-up trophy?
Absolutely. Give a sash.
I don't think they give a sash to the third runner-up.
You should make a sash.
Okay. I'm going to do that.
I'd wear, like, a sash and a tiara. This is like third runner up.
If you see me at Bricktown Brewery on September 10th, you guys want to show up.
You know, when I was in eighth grade, I placed eighth in the state in the state geography bee. And I think I still have that on my resume.
I mean, I would too.
Yeah. 1994, eighth place state geography bee. There you go.
So we're both from Choctaw, but we also have a job that we work together. So we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yes.
But we've known each other for, 10 years?
At least that.
At least 10 years.
Maybe 11.
Maybe 11. 12, yeah. So. And also Bronco. We're also Bronco alum, UCO, proud UCO alumni.
Bronze and blue, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, bronze and blue. So Mike is going to be on the show, and we're doing a giant mailbag episode. But first, I'm going to talk about, like, the different new segments that we have. So we're going to have Eat of the Week, which is the first kind of little segment, and it's either going to be a restaurant, a food, maybe a type of drink, maybe it's just going to be something that you eat or drink that I recommend. So this week, I am recommending a good fig. Did you see my tweet?
I saw your fig, okay. And I don't believe it's possible to have a fig that is fit for human consumption unless it is a part of a Newton.
I mean, that's what everybody is like, fig Newton. Like, what is a fig? Everybody has pictures of them on Instagram. So the other day, I was at Whole Foods, and they had a sale on figs, so I took some, and then I was eating them, and I'm like, these don't really taste that good. They taste kind of spongy, a little hard. So that's when I tweeted. I said, what does a good fig taste like? And
tastes like fruit and cake. Come
right.
on.
Because it's a fig Newton.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, oh, it tastes like this, this, and this. I'm like, okay. All right. So the next day I was at an event for Representative Cindy Munson, and they had a fruit and cheese, and there was some meat plate from Mediterranean Deli and Imports, and I ate a fig.
Okay.
And it was so good. It was soft. I had been buying them hard.
Okay.
And so it was just like a little jammy, a little jelly. Like, it kind of tasted like a fig Newton except for the cake around it.
Okay.
And now I'm really craving a fig Newton. I wish I had some.
now you know a little bit of what it's like to be me on a daily basis.
Craving a Fig Newton?
Constantly.
Okay. So that's my eat of the week. Please eat a good fig this week, even if you just have to buy one at Whole Foods. I think they'll be okay with it.
Or alternately, send me boxes of Fig Newtons.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say earlier. This episode is sponsored by no one. But if you would like to sponsor an episode, I do accept figs as a sponsorship. But yeah, so that's my eat of the week, and everybody eat a good fig this week. So the next portion that we're going to be doing is grocery gab.
Uh-oh.
Because I can't get away from the grocery store.
I think it's fundamentally changed your DNA.
I mean, the grocery gauntlet really has changed my life in 2016. So I wanted to talk about a couple things having to do with with grocery stores.
Let's talk grocery stores.
Okay, great.
They're different where I am, you know.
I know, I want to go there.
It's bizarre and uncomfortable.
Yeah, so when you were listening to the grocery gauntlet here, were you like, oh, you're missing out on this, this, and this? Because you have Reese's, you have a Trader Joe's already.
I do, I've not been, but okay. My wife has been.
Okay.
So,
does she like it?
I think so. She brought home cookie butter.
Ugh.
I'd never had that before.
Yeah, it's good.
You get in trouble if you use all of the cookie butter for cookie butter sandwiches. But they make lunch awesome. Likewise, it is a bad idea to feed your 7-year-old cookie butter sandwiches.
Is it cookie butter and jelly or just cookie butter?
The jelly almost sounds too decadent.
Yeah.
Do they make fig jelly?
Yes, I have some in the
refrigerator.
Really? I have some in the refrigerator
right now.
I also have cookie butter from Sprouts, so we could test this out afterwards.
This sounds like something that they would have fed the Roman emperors. as I was listening to the grocery gauntlet, like the best reaction I had was whenever Crest entered the arena.
Right.
You know,
monster.
Well, they're the monster. They're also like, they're the monolith. They're the last man standing from my childhood.
Right.
Because back in the day, I'm a product of Eastern Oklahoma County in the 80s and 90s. And mm-hmm. There was a time where it was, you know, there was Crest. And then if you were going out toward Choctaw, there was the Country Boy on 15th.
Listen, I am from Nuwala. Like, I don't say that a lot. But I lived in Nuwala from 1996.
I don't think Nuwala exists. Like, if I've been to Nuwala.
Have you been to Nuwala?
If I've been, I don't know.
It's like right before you get into Hara. And that's where the Country Boy is.
I've been to Hara. See, that's the Hara Country Boy. I'm talking about the Choctaw Country Boy.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
15th and Choctaw Road. There's still a gas station. It's across the street from the Gas and Snack. The Gas and Snack spelled S-N-A-K. But then also, like, if you're going back toward Midwest City at 15th and Post,
yeah.
There was what is now like a gym or something was... That was Brandon Mobley IGA.
Yes.
And then they built the... when they built what was for a while an Albertsons and what is now... Mm-hmm. Is it a Bifurless?
Bifurless. That's like right by my parents' house. But
yeah.
I consider that like Midwest City.
Yeah. But I mean, those were the things that were available. Mm-hmm. I grew up further into Choctaw.
Yeah.
And Crest is the last man standing.
Right. And I mean, that probably like went... I don't think that it affected the outcome, but definitely like the emotional attachment that me, Bryce, and Sarah had with it... was like what made it so. That's why the Midwest City one was like the number one, because it's where we went growing up.
It's also the best.
Yeah, and you it's know, the best.
It's, yeah,
the I biggest.
Mean, when you guys proclaimed that, there was some fist pumping in my car.
Right.
There was like maybe me, you know, like some cathartic yelling mm-hmm. happening. I think the people in traffic probably thought that like I had an angry hornet in the car or something.
Right. Just because Crest won.
Just
because
Crest won.
And the Midwest City one was number one.
You ranked the Douglas store number one, although I have a soft spot for the one further down Reno.
It's
by my grandparents' house.
Okay.
And so that was one we went to a lot growing up. I remember mm-hmm. when they built the one on Douglas.
Okay.
Because, again, I'm ancient. But, you know, you mentioned Instagram. They ran me off Instagram. I'm too old. But
they said you're not allowed to be on here anymore.
What's that? You have a retirement account. I loved it. It was great. The grocery stores up there,
they're different. Reese's?
They're way different.
Is that one good?
Reese's is good. Reese's is really clean.
Okay. That is a good factor.
Yeah. It's like the cleanest grocery store on earth. And they're good. Now, I'll give them, they're good about selection.
Okay.
And they're good about being pretty responsive. Mm-hmm. If you've got something like in particular that you want, mm-hmm. they're good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with the Reese's. It's just, it feels like I'm at somebody else's grocery store.
Right.
You know, it's not mine.
Yeah.
Give me the anniversary sale.
Yeah, we need the anniversary sale. I have been, there's two things I want to talk about. I have been going to Natural Grocers.
Okay.
For my groceries, my main groceries, because
Which we do have one of those.
When I walk in, this is what Judy and I talked about, and I feel like I have taken this from our episode and like translate it into my real life. When you walk in, you feel very intentional about what you're about to buy and eat.
Okay.
So I recently went through, I wouldn't call it a breakup, but it was a dating ending.
Okay. It was the closing of a chapter.
It was the closing of a chapter.
Okay.
I had, you know, and it was, you go from, you know, talking with this person, seeing this person a lot, not seeing them anymore. So I was like, all right, this is time to take care of me time, right? Me time.
Of course.
So that's self-care. Hashtag self-care. That's what I've been trying to translate into my own life. So that's what Natural Grocers is good for. Okay.
Good.
So you're buying all the good organic stuff. You're buying kombucha, which, because I'm stepping away from alcohol for a second as well.
Okay.
So kombucha is like my me time.
Okay.
So whenever I take a picture of my kombucha, I put it on Snapchat and I put the me time candle on there.
Very good.
And that's what I like to do. So one other thing about Snapchat is I've been doing fridge tours every Sunday.
That's both.
If you guys have Snapchat. Do you have Snapchat?
God, no. Are you kidding me?
If you don't have Instagram.
No. No, I barely have Twitter.
Okay. I wouldn't say you barely have Twitter.
At 4 a.m. I don't barely have it. But now you realize that all the stuff you're listing is extremely exotic and forbidding to me because you're talking to a complete garbage monster. I think
okay.
the last grocery purchase I made probably included, like on a whim, I bought a bottle of Crystal Pepsi. Do you know Crystal Pepsi?
Yeah, I do know because I saw it at Family Dollar the other day.
I think your listeners are starting to get a picture of just who you're talking
to here.
Yeah, so I mean, you're living your best life compared to me.
Kombucha is this like really fancy health drink or whatever, but it's like really tart and it's a fermented fizzy tea and it's supposed to be good for you. I drink it at like 3 p.m. It gives me a little boost for the end of the day. But anyway, I've been doing, you know, those pictures and fridge tours and whatever on my Snapchat account. So if you guys want to follow me, it's MalloryMC. I can't change my Snapchat name. And then when I went to go delete, I was going to delete my Snapchat. I had I just broke 10,000 on my score. So I was, and I have a bunch of friends on there and everybody sends me messages and it's really fun. So I didn't change my username because I didn't want to have to deal with that. So that's what my recommendation for groceries is. First of all, follow me on Snapchat, MalloryMC, MalloryMC. Second of all, Natural Grocers has been giving me life lately, and I've been getting some good coffee from there. Last week I got some good Concord grapes that had great flavor.
Ooh.
And I'm excited for the new one to go in the Gold Dome. And that's pretty much it on the grocery portion. So, yeah, that's my recommendation. Okay, so now we're going to move into the main, segment.
The main course?
The main course, which is going to be a combination of what the next segment will be. But because it's so big, we're just going to make it the main portion. And it's the mailbag.
Uh-oh. Got listener mail.
So, hopefully, I can get Shaggy to record a mailbag theme.
Mr. Boombastic himself.
Because
we're really... Shaggy, if you're out there, this is a personal plea. Shaggy, we've been through a lot together, buddy, and I don't like to call in favors, but we need you. We need the power of Mr. Lova Lova to do the viewer mail or the listener mail.
I tweeted the other day because I'm having a mouse/rat problem. I'm not really sure what it was, but I have mouse traps and rat traps out, and I thought I heard the rat trap go off, but I tweeted the rap trap, and then we were like back and forth on which rapper would be sneaking around in my kitchen, and I thought it would be Shaggy.
Believe it or not, when I got here today, it was actually Dave from De La Soul. So De La Soul fans, I'm sorry if this delays the new album.
He was in my kitchen drawer.
And okay. A delightful guest.
So we're going to move into the mailbag section. And there's a lot of questions, so we're going to try to get through them all. We already kind of talked about Grocery Gauntlet, so we can delete this from Bryce. Thank you to everybody that submitted and emailed me at okcovereasy@aol.com. I tried to email Trader Joe's today, and I did email Trader Joe's, but it would not let me say that my email address was AOL.com.
You're kidding me.
It had to be Gmail.
What?
So I put my personal one in there.
What kind of nonsense is this, that Trader Joe's does not want to recognize the resurgence of AOL?
That's what I was like. I thought that was weird, too, but whatever.
Now, or something like that makes me angry enough to throw a Fruitopia across the room.
I would love a Fruitopia right now. Okay, so we're going to start with Sarah's questions. She submitted 4.
Hi, Sarah.
You are probably in Florida right now. She just moved to Florida.
She moved to Florida?
Yeah.
Moved to farm. Wow.
Yeah. Her and Sylvain are on an organic farm, and they're going to be farmers for the next 8 months.
That is awesome.
Update on Sarah's life. Say hi to her.
That is really, really cool. And I feel like a total trash person for the amount of like fast food drive-thru that I consumed in the last month.
So she said, if you were stranded on a desert island that could grow 3 fruits/vegetables to sustain you forever or until the drones come rescue you, what would they be?
Mal, do you have one on this?
I would say avocado.
Good choice. Solid choice.
Because that can be sweet or savory.
Right. And
it's nature's butter.
I like that. Now, you know, they're also generally kind of like, they've got some heft to them. You could throw them.
Or I could throw them at whatever animals were coming at me.
That's important.
I'm trying to think. A sweet potato.
Okay.
Sweet potatoes.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but sweet potatoes are sometimes referred to as nature's potatoes, but sweeter.
I've never heard that before. Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Okay. And a sweet potato is a vegetable, right? A potato is a vegetable.
But it's like starch, so
I feel like that would be good. And then strawberries, I think. Like as a treat.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Even if you're on a desert island, you got to treat yourself.
Right. Treat yourself. Okay, what about you?
That's important. Let's see. So I was giving this a lot of thought.
Oh.
And
I just thought of this on the top of my head. What? Okay, go ahead.
I'm lying. Let's say, I'm going to say, let's just do grapefruits.
Okay.
Because, they get mentioned in a Jimmy Buffett song.
Okay.
I think that's a good reason.
Yeah, that is right? a good reason.
If I'm on an island, you want to be on island time. And
right.
There's nobody who is more the avatar of island time. With apologies to the McElroy brothers, who I think put this in my brain.
Uh-huh.
But one Mr. James Buffett.
Right.
So we've got grapefruit.
Uh-huh.
And when you're on island time, you have to pair that grapefruit with some kind of juicy fruit. So can we plant juicy fruit gum?
Sure.
Is that a sustainable...
But okay, really, juicy fruit gum, I feel like you eat a piece...
It's going to move you.
But you eat a piece, and then in 2 seconds...
Mallory, it's got the taste that'll get right to you. Juicy fruit, the taste is going to move you. There's like one listener who's going to get
that. Yeah, I don't get it.
It's the jingle back in the 80s.
Aww. I'm sure there'll be a listener out there that tweet us if you got that. I'll send it to you.
Tweet at Mallory and
tweet at OKC over easy if you understood that. So juicy fruit gum.
Juicy fruit gum.
Okay.
And I don't know. Let's say a fruit or vegetable to sustain me forever. Well, if there's anything that's going to sustain me forever, uh-huh. for an indefinite period of time, and we've already got, you know, two of our key, you know, if we're making a food pyramid, you're going to put juicy fruit at the top of the food pyramid,
right?
You know, because it's the king of foods.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, grapefruit,
mm-hmm.
Which you can use to build a pretty solid foundation.
Yeah,
they're
grapefruit
large.
They're hefty.
They're big. I'm going to say, I'm going to say a kiwi.
Oh.
Because I would rather have kiwi on my side because they're kind of terrifying. They look
they
like
are a little scary.
If you've ever seen, there's a, you know, sticking with my old guy who remembers the 80s thing, there's an 80s science fiction horror film called Critters.
Okay.
And they look like kiwi fruits with rabies. And I would rather, like I said, I'd rather they think of me as a nurturer, as mm-hmm. someone providing a home for the kiwis so that when they actually try to take over, they don't eat me first.
I think that's a great reason.
Those are terrible answers.
I'm like, actually, I would eat sweet potato, avocado, and strawberries. And you're like, juicy fruit gum, grapefruit, and kiwi.
I will be dead in 72
hours. Yeah, you would be dead
hours.
In a second.
72 hours. It'd be like, is it too old a reference if I bring up Castaway?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I've seen
like,
Castaway.
It's like that bit in Castaway when Tom Hanks catches a crab and he hasn't cooked it and he tries to eat it.
Yeah.
It's just full of goop. You know, it's just like sad, defeated Tom Hanks with this gooey crab carcass.
Yeah, I don't remember that part. But I did see it. Okay. Next.
I actually have a tattoo across my back.
Of that actual scene? Okay, we'll tweet a picture of it. Team burger or team pizza? That's hard.
Honestly, that's like you're asking.
It's like Sophie's choice.
It's. Geez, you really made a Sophie's choice joke. I was going to say it's an immovable object being struck by an unstoppable force. I mean, I would think that if you had to pick pizza over burger. Why choose between the two? Why not combine them?
Pizza burger.
Or pizza burgers.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Okay, pause for 1 second about the rat trap. I was talking to my friend at work, and I said, what if the rat is just dragging along the sticky trap in my house? Like, what? She was like, just think of pizza rat.
Pizza rat. I think didn't...
it helped me a little bit. I was like, okay.
I think I talked to a guy on Twitter who's friends with the guy who actually filmed that.
Let me follow up on that. You need to listen to the Reply All episode. It's called Zardulu, and it's about Pizza Rat. It's so good. Okay. I would say if I had to choose burger...
Yeah, I think...
It just feels better in your hand.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like pizza, but it's not like... I don't eat pizza a ton.
I think I think maybe this part of the country, we're a little more acculturated to the hamburger.
Right, that's
like,
true.
This is, you know, we're out in beef country.
Yeah.
So this is... Yeah. That is kind of a thing. Although... what kind of pizza are we talking? Are we talking thin crust? Are we talking hand-tossed?
It's just like in general.
Are we talking Chicago deep dish? I mean,
I don't really like Chicago deep dish. It's like too much.
Really?
Yeah. I would say burger.
I think on principle, I'm going to go burger.
Yeah.
But pizza, I mean, man, pizza's just seconds behind. It's the silver medal and it's respectable.
Yeah. A dude's burger, right?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Okay, do you have a favorite/least favorite texture of food?
Do you?
I don't like applesauce.
Yeah, it's kind of watery, but not.
Yeah, I've never liked applesauce. I don't like it. But a favorite texture of food, I like it when things are really like hot and crispy on the outside and then just like like a French fry. Like really, yeah. Like or like a fried something where or it's like hot and crispy and then gooey on the inside.
Or like a pretzel. You know, where you've got the crisp outside but it's not, like a softer bready inside.
I like pretzels, but I think that I want like that texture times 1,000, which is like what you're gonna get with like a French fry or like a mozzarella stick or something like that. Okay. Things of that nature.
What about an onion ring?
No.
No.
Because it's onion.
Yeah, but they're sweet. They're not. It's not like it's not a like onion flavor. It's its own thing.
But it's still crunchy on the inside, and it's like sometimes it comes out of the like
the bread,
and you're like, yeah, I'd rather not on that one. Do you have a favorite, least favorite?
Do I have a favorite, least favorite? You know, it depends on the day. It depends on the mood. In general, as far as like favorite texture, I would say something that's got a little, it's solid but got a little give to it. Like I'm thinking of like fresh baked bread.
Okay. You know, that's good.
It's got a little give to it. Mm-hmm. It's not like stale or hard, but mm-hmm. that's up there. That's a good one. I think that's a solid contender here. When we're talking least favorite, I think I'm gonna go with pureed foods.
A smoothie?
Not even like a smoothie, but like pureed, like baby food kind
like,
of texture.
Like mashed potatoes?
Not even like mashed potatoes, because like I'm thinking like stuff that is, like I said, about the consistency of baby food.
Well, give me an example of something that's like the consistency of baby food.
Baby food.
Okay. But you don't eat baby food.
Well, no, but I've got a child. I mean, we fed her.
Okay.
And, you know,
did you taste the baby food?
God, no. That's my least favorite. Are you kidding? That's up there. Just, again, it's kind of like what you're talking about with applesauce.
Yeah,
it's just
the same.
Like, it's
same.
Something that's not solid enough or not liquid enough.
You probably really wouldn't like pureed cauliflower.
I would hate it.
Okay. I like that. I like that because sometimes you can replace mashed potatoes with it. And it's a vegetable, but you still have like full fat cream in it and butter. So it tastes good and it tastes starchy, but it's cauliflower. So you probably wouldn't like that texture, but it is actually pretty good. Okay, so next question from Sarah. Shout out to Sarah again. If you could share a meal with a living celebrity, who would it be? And are you eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Oh, living celebrity. Now, by celebrity status, we mean people who are A-listers. Are we willing to like dip
mine
down?
Is an A-lister, and I don't think anyone. I think people will be able to guess who I'm gonna say.
Dan Rather.
No, I would say Beyonce.
Okay.
And dinner, like a really intimate, fancy dinner.
Okay.
Like dark and like we've got all the wine and we've got like really good food and we just like sit there and talk and laugh about being women.
I would be terrified to eat with Beyonce.
I mean, I feel like she could just like throw down though.
Like social eating is an anxiety thing for me.
Okay.
And I would be so afraid that I was in some way committing some kind of like manners sin.
With Beyonce?
And, yeah, with Beyonce. And the other thing is, fun fact about the guest today, I have my jaw pops when I eat.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's really loud.
Yeah.
And I can't help but think if I were sitting down to a table with you know, Miss Beyonce Knowles Carter, one of the great talents of our age, and I do believe that, like that would be so distracting to me and so terrifying to me that I wouldn't be able to enjoy it. It would be absolute misery.
Yeah.
You know, and it would turn into, did you ever see the old episodes of Saturday Night Live where Chris Farley did the Chris Farley show?
Yeah, I think so.
He had Paul McCartney and he just kept sitting there going, you remember that time you were in the Beatles? That was pretty great, right? Like
I feel like I would be like that too, but
I've done
that
to
Beyonce.
People.
Okay,
I've done that to people. The worst was I met very, very briefly met Michael Chabon, Pulitzer Prize winning author Michael Chabon.
Okay,
he was doing a signing. He was at the main library in Tulsa many years ago, and stood in line with he wrote my favorite book of all time. I've got my tattered copy of it.
Yeah,
and, like all these people around me have these brand new pristine copies of books.
Uh-huh.
there's a lady with a stack of them, and I'm just waiting for her to, like, go turn around and put them on eBay. I mean, right. That sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I get up there, and he signs my book for me and asks if I want personalized. You know, would you like me to sign it to you? Mm-hmm. And, of course, I go, yes, please. And just kind of nod my head. It's like Ralphie in A Christmas Story.
Right.
And as I'm walking away, like, that was the one thing. As I was walking away, I stopped and turned around and was just like, have you ever met somebody you're really impressed with, uh-huh. and, like, you really think highly of, and you just can't say anything?
You said that to him?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and he looks at me and just, like, gives me the nod, and he's like, I know exactly what you're saying, man. And I was like, yes. Yes.
I don't think I've ever met a celebrity that I've been, like, starstruck around. Like, I've never met a celebrity, like, an A-list celebrity.
Right.
The only person I can think right now is Leanne Rimes.
Yeah? Yeah, Leanne Rimes.
I met her and I said, this is my first concert.
Wow.
That was now, the first concert.
She's like between our ages, right?
Yeah, she was like 16? No, 15, 14 or 15.
Okay.
And I was younger than her.
Okay.
But I went to her concert and I got to meet her because I was in the fan club.
Was she more or less intimidating than you expected?
I just think that, I don't know, I just was like, had her sign like the picture or of her, and I said, this is my first concert, and she said, cool. Like, I mean, what do you say when like a third grader is like, this is my first concert?
That's the kind of thing, like.
Shout out to Leanne Rimes, if you're listening.
What's up, Leanne Rimes? but is there a living celebrity that I would want to like sit and break bread with?
Yes, break bread.
I'm gonna say, let's see. You know what? I'm going to say, let's have dinner with Charlie Rose.
Okay.
The co-host of CBS This Morning and host of The Charlie Rose Show.
Okay.
I want to eat greasy cheeseburgers sitting at the desk of his PBS show.
Okay.
And just stare into those like kind of quasi glassed over eyes of his.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Rose, if you're listening, I got your number, dude.
Shout out to Charlie Rose.
Just like, you know, everything I don't want to be in front of
Beyonce. We can tweet this at him.
I'm talking trash about Charlie. I want everything I don't want to be in front of Beyonce, I want to be in front of Charlie Rose.
All right.
But that's only if I'm promoting a book.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Which you're working on, or you have?
Yeah, I'm 100 pages in right now, and I haven't done any good writing in a couple of days, and it sucks.
That's okay. I mean, you'll probably go hills and valleys, right?
I wrote a manuscript a couple of years ago, and actually my only other podcast appearance, we discussed it, and mm-hmm. I totally, like, I guess I jinxed it or something and hate it now, and so it's in a drawer somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's...
So we won't jinx it.
No, let's not jinx it. Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Moving on.
So the next question is coming from Bryce. So shout out to Bryce. He said, what is Silver Fox actually?
Anderson Cooper's sweat.
That is very, very true. And you've probably been thinking about that. So, Silver Fox, he's referring to
a snow cone flavor.
And my candle is, like, burning, so I'm going to blow it out real quick.
While Mallory does that, Silver Fox is a flavoring that you'll find at most snow cone stands. It's essentially it's a vanilla flavor. It's a little more potent than, say, the birthday cake flavoring. It's clear, so it looks like you're eating just a ball of ice. And sometimes it's really easy to either overdo it or underdo it when adding the Silver Fox flavoring.
Right.
So, Mallory, this is probably what you were wanting to get at earlier here, isn't it?
This is how Ross and I, well, I mean, other than from being from Choctaw, we worked in the same snow cone stand.
We were in the...
My parents owned it. Okay,
owned it. And, if there was a period of time where my family was in the walk-up refreshment industry... And
two summers. One, I was in college, but back for the summer in Georgia.
Yeah, right there in the middle of the plaza. Mm-hmm. And you worked more with my wife than with me.
Yeah.
My job was my job was to A, replenish the ice stock. B, I was the guy who made the run to the supply place to get more flavoring. And the worst part, the part that like turned me off of snow cones forever and you ever. I made the syrup.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
that mean... was, oh, I had this 20-gallon drum in my kitchen every summer, and there's about, what is it, about 100 pounds of sugar for every 20 gallons.
Yeah, that's insane.
God, it was so gross. And
I stopped eating it after that second summer. I couldn't, and then I had a couple this summer, and I was like, these are good. Can, why haven't I been eating these?
You can go back to them, because yes. I can't.
You can,
I can't.
You can try and see. You can test it out.
Like, that was...
He looks physically sick right now.
I am... You don't... Mallory, it spilled one time.
I remember you telling me this story.
Oh, my gosh. Everywhere. It was, it was horrifying. If you've ever heard of the... Back at the turn of the century, there was a molasses tank that exploded in Boston and like flooded the streets of Boston. It was like that, only in miniature in my kitchen. And
God, that sounds so terrible. It would be so sticky.
It took forever to clean. It was so gross. So and,
if it helps you, that was one of my favorite jobs I've ever had.
Really?
Because it was the hours were like 11 to 4.
Yeah.
And or 4 to 9. Easy. You just made snow cones for people. It would get busy, and then it would be slow. I read all the Harry Potter books.
I remember you reading all the Harry Potter books.
I read all the Harry Potter books before the last one came out, and I ate snow cones. There were free snow cones all the time.
Yeah,
so.
It was all you can eat snow cones.
Yeah, and then we would go either to the Subway right next to, or the Chinese food place, not the Dirty Kitty. But the Chinese food place, I don't know if it's China King, maybe. I don't know if it's still
open. China King opened up back in the corner where Dudes was. Yeah. So I don't know what the other one
was. Or Mazio's. We would just, like, hit it up. It was a great summer.
It's a good summer. It was kind of summer that made you want to, like, I don't know, crank up, like, some 80s hair metal and drive a car.
It, like, satisfied my parents because they were like, you need a summer job. And I was like, this is perfect. There was air conditioning. It was great.
That was a pretty sweet gig.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
It was fun. Yeah, so Silver Fox is Anderson Cooper Sweat. Anderson Cooper,
or alternately, John Slattery.
I don't know who that is.
He's from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly who that is.
These are people I look up to. My hair is graying prematurely.
Okay.
And so you know, David Byrne from Talking Heads.
Okay.
He's on my list of guys who have early graying hair that I look up to. So, you know, I it's kind of like when I was 17, I used to pray at night that God would bless me with sideburns. And it didn't happen until I was about 22.
Wow, but, powerful manifester over here.
Let me tell you, the secret is real. So now it's, you know, now it's like, dear Lord, please let me have David Byrne hair.
Right, there you go.
Or David Reese.
I think graying would probably be better than balding, right?
Oh, most definitely. But my hair's thin, too, so that's awesome. Yeah, David Reese from Going Deep has great gray hair. So any of those guys, I think there ought to be a law. If you've got hair like that, you should be able to walk up to a snow cone stand and be given a complimentary Silver Fox.
Okay? Yeah,
we're not adding cream; that's extra.
The condensed milk was so bad. Cream on a snow cone is condensed milk, you guys, and the sour is just citric acid.
Yep, and you should quit ordering.
Yes, you should. Forced to work quit ordering
cream. Were you there when another friend of ours who worked there, we dared him to...
Who was it? Oh,
we dared him to put nothing but citric acid on a snow cone.
I think I was
this
there.
This was a terrible idea. You should never do it. Yeah. I felt so bad after that.
Ooh. Okay, so Bryce's next question. Let's see what we got on our time. Okay, all right. We're going to try to run through these real quick.
I'm sorry if I've eaten up your time.
No, you're good. We're at 40, and I think people probably stop listening at about 60, but we still have a lot more questions. So Bryce said, are flavors other than butter and salt ever acceptable on popcorn?
Cheddar and caramel.
Oh, like a Chicago mix. Yep.
Anything other than that, and you are not honoring the corn.
No.
Next question.
No ranch seasoning over
here. No, thank you.
Bryce said, not a question, but your crinkle fries header photo has me shook. Okay, so I was talking to this guy. Never mind. I'm not going to tell this story.
Mallory has a wonderful header on the OKC Over Easy Twitter. I encourage you all to check it out right now and then follow that up with a visit to your local Brahms.
Please go to Brahms, please.
If you are in Oklahoma, North Texas, do they have Brahms in Arkansas?
It's like 300 miles away from the farm is like where they have them. I don't know if they have them in Arkansas.
Dallas is as far south as I've ever seen it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're in the area, get yourself some Brahms.
Go to Brahms, please. Okay, where are your favorite fast food and slow food chicken tenders in OKC?
In OKC. Mallory, you're going to have to take the lead on this one.
Okay, I am not a chicken tender connoisseur like Bryce is. My slow food ones are from Charleston's. They have a chicken tender platter. I always get it on Christmas Eve because that's where we go eat.
Okay.
On Christmas Eve. And it's their chicken tenders and fries and I think that's it. And then they have, like, all these dipping sauces, and they're really greasy and crispy on the outside and then very tender. It's like the tempura type.
They're
not really heavily breaded, and they are so good. And then I eat about half of them, and then I eat the second half for leftovers, like, during the holidays.
Okay.
So that I always associate it with Christmas, but those are the best slow food. Now, fast food... Okay, so I don't eat Chick-fil-A anymore, but like they're probably the best, right?
Nope.
There's also Cane's. There's also I don't know fast Cane's, food.
Cane's is oversold, man. Cane's, everybody's on about the sauce. You'll notice nobody ever talks about the chicken itself.
Yeah.
It's the sauce or the toast, which admittedly,
the
it's
toast
good
is
toast.
Good.
That's good toast.
Yeah.
But no, I'm saying if you're not hitting up Church's for the spicy tenders.
What?
You gotta get those spicy tendos.
Okay.
Okay, because
I don't know this thing.
That is a delicious chicken tender if you're talking about fast food. Now, if we're gonna talk about slow eating, if we're gonna talk about sit down, if we're gonna talk about the kind of place that maybe, you know, it's a little classier, the wait staff maybe wears a collared shirt.
Okay.
Maybe they offer your child a coloring page.
That sounds like a nice place.
That's the kind of place, you know, it's the kind of place that, you know, if you're taking a special someone,
yeah,
you know that they're going to treat them right.
Right.
And they might bring you a mint with the bill.
Okay.
I'm going to say chicken tenders at that kind of joint. I'm going to go the buffalo tenders at Cheddar's.
Oh,
you get
okay,
those tenders and you say,
or I haven't gotten those tenders there.
Here's what you do. You say, I want the chicken tenders, but I will not settle for anything less than tenders tossed in buffalo sauce.
Okay. Hot tip.
Hot tip, my friends.
When you said Cheddar's, I thought about Checkers.
I do love some Checkers, but there are only two things you order at Checkers.
The spinach dip?
Nope.
The mozzarella stick?
Nope.
The Monte Cristo?
Yes.
The Monte Cristo.
Yes.
You know that was my first job, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, yeah. The Monte Cristo I ate the day before I got my wisdom teeth out as well. I was like, nope, going big.
Hey, you went out in a blaze of glory right there. The Monte Cristo is a sandwich I allow myself basically once a year.
Yeah,
when I need
that
to
sounds so good right now.
It kind of does. I don't think I hate myself enough for one right now. Like
right.
I'm at like my regular level of self-loathing. It's you gotta really, really have that death wish when you go for the Monte Cristo there.
That was the last time I ate it before I got my wisdom teeth out.
You know, the only thing I remember about having my wisdom teeth out was that I accidentally swallowed a mouthful of gauze.
Oh God. That sounds terrible.
Let's talk about other things too.
Okay.
The other thing at Checkers that you get is the steak special.
I don't remember.
Oh, the steak special. It's always $9.99.
Okay,
steak,
yeah.
Baked potato,
salad.
Yeah. You rock that.
All right, so this is a food test, which you've listened to called Chelsea Peretti before, right?
Yes.
Okay, so she does food tests. Bryce is going to tell us. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you, well, I guess we could just talk about it.
Okay,
so,
let's go. Let's do
asparagus.
This.
Asparagus.
No.
Yes, and Bryce said it's good. Graham crackers.
Yes.
Yes, but with the cinnamon, not just regular.
Regular is good. Cinnamon is next level. Regular is the only acceptable one for s'mores, however.
Okay, that's true. Bryce said fine. Olives.
Only to put on your fingers.
Okay, bad. I don't like olives, and also that's what Bryce said. Lentils?
Yeah.
Yeah, fine. I don't cook with them or anything.
So, yeah, my sister, like, used to work with her. So, you know her slutty brownie recipe?
Yeah, okay.
So, I've made it, and she sent my sister slutty brownies one time, like, as a thank you gift. Oh. When she was, like, really, it was, like, this time last year when she was just launching her Snapisode.
Okay. The Snapisodes like, are so
way
good.
Way to go, Gabi, for, yeah. like, jumping on the Snapchat bandwagon yeah. early, because yeah. everyone's, like, just kind of now adapting to it from, like, a business standpoint.
I get that.
But she was promoting it, and so she sent it out to, like, all these PR people that she knows, and yeah. she sent them slutty brownies and, like, a little note uh-huh. about her Snapisode. And so that's how I found out about it, because my sister was like, look what Gabi just sent me, and I was like, I'm crying.
Yeah, she's...
And, like, save me one. Or mail it to me from New York.
Yeah.
But she's amazing. So
she's
she makes...
so good.
Grilled pizzas all the time.
Okay, I've seen that.
And so my family and I had like kind of a what's Gabi cooking grilled pizza party a couple weekends ago.
Is that who you saw the cookbook club from?
No, but
yeah, that's who I saw the cookbook
that
club.
And I was gonna join hers, but the first cookbook she's doing is Alton Brown's, and I'm not a fan. And I didn't want to buy it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like this cookbook club will be great.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But that I like commented on one of her Instagrams and was like, OMG, can't wait. And she was like, I want you to do it. Like we're friends, but we're not. But she just like said that to everyone. But anyway, so the grilled pizzas, we like made them just how she did. They were amazing.
Yeah.
And I Snapchatted them to her, and she sent me like her Bitmoji back.
Oh,
I have a picture. I'll show you.
You were like, screenshot. Of course.
Gabi's amazing. She makes amazing food. She lives in California.
And she's
everything
so
is
cool.
Like fresh
she's like
and
kombucha.
Fun. Loves her kombucha. Yeah. She doesn't own a car. She just rides a bike. Ugh. I like want to be her.
I know. I love her so
and
much.
And she has a lisp, and it's yeah. so great.
Okay. It's like the heart emoji, and that's like what she wears to it.
Look, those were our pizzas.
Okay, that's incredible.
And I sent her that, and that's what she sent me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are some of your other favorites, though?
So, Gabi is my number one.
Yeah.
And it's spelled Gabi, but it's
but
Gabi.
It's Gabi.
Which
and
is
only
amazing.
Only true fans know that.
Yeah.
So.
And she's just great.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, Pioneer Woman, because she's from Oklahoma.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I did used to, like, read her blog religiously. And she's a really
writer. I did read her blog a lot.
She's a good writer. Like, she's funny. Mm-hmm. She's funny.
Yeah.
And I watch her show every Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Ones I've been following for a long time, How Sweet It Is. Her name's Jessica Merchant.
Okay, I've never
her
seen her.
Her Instagram is gorgeous.
Okay.
I'll show you.
Okay.
She, like, makes ridiculous stuff. And... shout out to myself, I guess. I've been following her from the very beginning, whenever her food photography used to be horrible.
Okay.
And, like, now...
it's really
look
good.
At how, like, gorgeous everything is.
Yeah. That's so bright and,
yeah.
like, beautiful.
She's so good. And we'll get into this soon, but she does a lot of those food videos.
Okay.
And then, Ambitious...
I can't remember what it's called. I'll look it up and I'll put it in the notes.
Yeah, but I mean, I literally don't understand what people are thinking when they post a picture of food that looks awful. It's like, if it looks that bad, but it tasted
Let
good, just
see.
Describe it. But why? Why? So that's why a lot of people, they give me grief about taking pictures a lot of the food, but I only do it under the right conditions. And so sometimes they're like, can we eat now, or are you going to take a picture? And I was like, no, it's too dark in here. You can go ahead and eat. Because it matters.
It's called Cooking for Bae, and they regram all the worst food photos on Instagram, and it's, like, loading right now.
Oh, gosh.
So this one's, like, broccoli cheese casserole, yes, your girl cooks too, is the caption, and literally... the cheese on top of it is just, like, American
Kraft,
cheese
Kraft
slices.
American slices.
I was, like, obsessed with this Instagram account for a while, but it's, like, so funny, and you guys need to follow. I'm just looking at the BuzzFeed. It's, like, kind of disgusting, though.
Yeah. Well, also the thing is, if you have to use a flash, most likely your food's not going to turn out good.
Yeah.
So natural light is the best. I walked basically out to my backyard to take the pictures of my white bean hummus today.
Okay, so...
I had to crop the doorknob out because I was standing...
This spot where the hummus that I put is the best...
Is that your golden
spot? Yeah, that's like... Okay.